This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Invited, as always, to join us here on the radio and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Kicking off this hour with the news about John McAfee. He is once again making headlines announcing his candidacy for president. Of course, if you've been listening to Free Talk Live for a while, you know he ran in 2016 and attempted to secure the nomination of the Libertarian Party. He appeared with you.
After he initially said he was going to create the Cyber Party, and then I've heard conflicting reports. I've heard that he found out how difficult ballot access was. Mm-hmm. And then decided to jump into the Libertarian race.
Right.
And I've also heard that he was approached by some members of the Libertarian Party asking him to jump into the Libertarian race.
Because the Libertarians...
And those two things could have happened
at the same time.
Simultaneously.
Well, the Libertarians are pretty good about getting ballot access. They've
right.
gotten the supermajority of the states on, you know, their candidates on those ballots
right.
Over the last several decades or a few decades.
Right.
And so McAfee did not, unfortunately, make it. He was not nominated in favor of the former Republican, Gary Johnson, who, of course, really just did a terrible job communicating any ideas of liberty during his campaign.
Right, and I know a lot of people give Gary a hard time about the Aleppo
mm-hmm.
thing.
What's
not,
Aleppo?
That's the least offensive thing.
Right, that's not the most offensive thing
yeah.
that happened. The thing where he stuck his tongue out of his mouth and attempted to say a sentence along the lines of, I could bite my tongue for the rest of the campaign and still something on live television, and then the reporter just staring at him with a blank face of, what in the hell are
yeah.
you doing?
Well, look, I mean, to me...
But didn't Trump say he can walk down New York and shoot somebody and still get elected? Isn't that kind of the same thing?
Look, what you're talking about with Gary Johnson was, the dude's a little weird. Okay, whatever. People make mistakes. They get nervous on television. That's all forgivable in my
right.
book. The problem with Gary Johnson is he did not communicate the ideas of liberty, which is what the Libertarian Party is
right.
supposed to be there for. Now, this has been one of the arguments that has sort of torn apart the Libertarian Party over the years, is there's a group of these pragmatist types who are like, well, we need to get elected, so we need to water down the message.
Right, but we knew that Gary wasn't the best advocate for the ideas of liberty.
Yeah, we know that, but the people that they still voted for him
oh,
at the nominating
people
convention.
There are people that were at the convention that voted for Gary Johnson that admitted he was not the best communicator of the ideas of liberty, but he's a former governor, so therefore he can wind up getting over 5% to get us a welfare check from the federal government in 4 years.
Yeah, so these are the people who, again, they're playing politics. They're interested in winning, which, of course, look,
right.
Gary Johnson didn't win. He didn't even come close to winning. Now,
right.
he did get more votes than any previous Libertarian presidential candidate.
Right.
But a monkey shouting, you know, and throwing its own poop would have been able to get a bunch of votes versus Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
The Green Party candidate, Jill Stein, also tripled her vote total from
Correct.
4 years prior. The Constitution
Correct.
Party candidate tripled their vote total
right.
from 4 years
prior.
So
it wasn't because Gary was a good candidate or an effective communicator or anything. It was the frustration that Americans had with the two-party system and their choices.
Right.
Nobody was endorsing Gary Johnson with their votes, with the exception of these people that got excited by him, which, you know, they're the ones who are in control of the Libertarian Party, these political animals that are just interested in putting the most milquetoast you know, person up there, somebody who looks good in a suit or whatever, you know, somebody who's got a political background like a Gary Johnson or a Bill Weld, in the hopes that, you know, like you said, they'll reach some sort of arbitrary vote total, and then they'll be able to pat themselves on the back. Whereas when I was getting involved in the Libertarian Party, my understanding was that it was founded to spread the ideas of liberty, which are very simple. They're not hard to communicate. We do it nightly here on Free Talk Live. We communicate the idea, the non-aggression principle, that it's not okay to use aggressive force to force your neighbor to do things against their will.
Right.
Basically.
But how are you ever going to get things done, Ian, if you can't force your
neighbors? Good ideas don't require force.
Right. Well, voluntary solutions. And these are things that good libertarian candidates are out there promoting. They get on the stage, like Harry Brown. In the year 1996 and 2000, I'm a Harry Brown libertarian. He's the guy that brought me into the Libertarian Party. He's the guy that brought me his message, which was very principled, very easy to understand, very well communicated. Harry Brown was a great communicator, and he would talk about how anytime you're in a news interview, no matter what question they ask you, you can always tie it back around into your main message of liberty and, you know, expressing to people what the non-aggression principle is.
What kind of libertarian are you, Ian?
A Harry Brown libertarian?
That sounds so funny.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Could be adjectives.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, yeah, great communicator. He's no longer with us. He's been dead now for, I think, more than a decade at this point.
Yes.
Left us with some great books that do a great job of explaining, you know, why liberty works and why government coercion does not work and has unintended consequences. Johnson did none of that. None of it.
If I could wind up, you know, hand selecting my preferred candidate for 2020, it would be Mary Ruart.
She is great, and she did run a few years back. I think it was 2008.
2008. She also ran in 1984. I asked her at the Omaha Unconvention that I was at a couple of weeks ago if she would run, and she basically said no.
Yeah. So this time around, McAfee's back in the running.
Good.
That's good. Adam Kokesh, a longtime guest here on Free Talk Live, also a good communicator of the ideas of liberty. He's a talker, man. Adam Kokesh, we can just set him behind a microphone and walk away, and he'll just take care of, you know, hosting a show for 3 hours straight, nonstop. So I think he's actually a pretty good, you know, option for
candidates.
Well,
the problem is he's running for not president, and he's already not the president, so therefore he's won.
Right. So it will be interesting to see Adam Kokesh get up there on stage with John McAfee.
Assuming that he doesn't keep firing his entire campaign staff every couple of months.
So there's some drama behind the scenes there.
He's, over the last, like, 2 years, he's had 5 different campaign managers, I think.
Yikes. So, and then, of course, Bill Weld, I don't know if he's officially announced, not a good candidate, not a
libertarian. He's not officially announced, but he does have some kind of website for Weld America Together, which is just a completely horrible pun.
Ian, you said something off air that I think would work. It just sounds wonderful. The McAfee Supreme.
Yeah. Well, Daryl, you were reading the Vermin Supreme campaign announcement,
yes,
which is almost word for word the McAfee campaign announcement.
Except he mentions ponies, instead of cryptocurrencies. But otherwise, it's the same tweet.
Which is hilarious.
Can't we have both? Crypto and ponies?
We can. If McAfee gets the presidential nod and Vermin gets the vice presidential nod, we could have two of the best trolls on the internet running for the Libertarian nomination and possibly getting it.
Did Vermin mention anything about toothpaste? Because dental health is very important to me.
But Vermin is always somebody who runs for president, so it's going to be hard for him to step down and go for
right
vice president.
Right now he's running for attorney general in Kansas.
True, but it's an off year.
Right.
Yeah.
He doesn't live in Kansas. He's never lived in Kansas, but Kansas does not have any residency requirement to run for political office.
And didn't you say the Republicans are trying to get him off the ballot now because he ran as a Republican?
Yeah, he filed as a Republican. They're trying to kick him off because they claim that some form somewhere said something about living in Kansas, but the form that I saw didn't mention him living in Kansas.
So McAfee's back. According to Cointelegraph, it'll be his second run after he again lost in 2016 in the Libertarian primary at the nomination convention. McAfee mentioned his past failed bid by noting yesterday that, quote, if he had been more connected with the community in 2016, he would have been better able to publicize the idea of currency independence, which he notes is already on every American's lips. McAfee's tweet about his 2020 run has now garnered over 600 comments, with McAfee responding to most of them with either a thank you or a smiley face. One token platform has apparently already donated the equivalent of $390.85 to the campaign. The future presidential candidate tweeted again about the run, noting that although he doesn't actually think he has a chance of winning, that the bid will give him a platform to tell the truth. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. And apparently he's going to launch his own cryptocurrency coming up.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. Dinovite .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies. Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. free. It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here. Whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Cunningham.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, we've also got Skype, where you can Skype in at username lrn.fm. And then also the Discord. On-air call-in line room is available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up here, we've got a story, Daryl, you want to share about a tank theft. Somebody stole a tank and then tweeted themselves live or something like that from while they were within the tank. We'll tell you more about what happened there. And, of course, you can bring up anything. Although we were still talking about John McAfee and Conan, did you have the story about him launching his own cryptocurrency? Or was that you, Daryl? One of y'all?
I've got that.
So we'll talk about that coming up here, too. Speaking of cryptocurrency, Zencash has been in the news this week. If you missed our show last night and you'd heard about the 51% attack news about Zencash, which is one of the reasons why the price is down significantly over the past few days, you really need to listen to last night's first hour. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can download the archive there from the top of the page on our archive player thing. And we interviewed Rob Viglione from, who's one of the founders of Zencash, and he really did a great job of explaining exactly what happened and why it really wasn't as near as bad as you know, some people might think that it is, and that they're actually working to solve the 51% attack problem in the future. And there's some really cool stuff on the horizon for Zencash. If you aren't familiar with Zencash, now's a great time to go and take a look. I've actually taken some of the church Ethereum and shifted it into Zencash because I was really impressed with what Rob had to say last night. Zencash.com is where you can go to learn more about it. It was created by voluntarists, by people who actually understand liberty and economics, and so you've got that philosophical basis that just doesn't exist with a lot of other cryptocurrencies. And then also, they use some of the best technology out there, like the zero-knowledge anonymity. So you want to do private transactions, Zencash has that. And they're working on decentralized autonomous organizations to govern the currency. They've got the secure nodes, which they have now over 11,000. They're coming up on 12,000 secure nodes. They're right now number two, according to Rob last night. They are number two in the world as far as node count is concerned.
Nice.
The only crypto with more nodes is Ethereum. And so,
and is that because of all the tokens that require some kind of something?
Nope, it's just popular. You know, Ethereum is a popular currency.
Okay.
So anyway, they've got a lot of support, and they got some cool plans on the horizon, including increasing the amount of money that they're going to be paying out, the amount of Zen, the Zen cash that goes to the secure nodes. It was only like 3%. It's now going up to 10%.
Plus, they're
going to
be rolling out something called super nodes.
Correct. So there's some cool stuff on the horizon over there, and it sounds like they're really gearing up for some neat stuff. Go to Zencash.com. And again, if you missed last night's show and you want to learn a lot about Zencash, the first hour from last night, which is the Tuesday episode of Free Talk Live from the 5th of this
month. And are you going to pull that out and put it on, like, the guest page? Or
I haven't gotten around to that yet, so I had not planned necessarily on doing that, but I could, I suppose.
Yeah, and I didn't know if on some of those guest page interviews, if you just pulled out, like,
If it's
part
the first interview,
the
I just put the whole show up there.
I would say that probably should be on that guest page.
Yeah, sure. Not a bad idea. So Zencash.com, you can go there and learn a lot more about Zencash. As we continue here, John McAfee, speaking of cryptocurrencies, he's launching his own paper-based crypto or paper-represented?
I'm kind of confused about this as well, so hopefully the story here from Crypto News winds up shedding some light here. Headline, and yes, I am going to read the headline before getting into the story. Headline, McAfee coin, elaborate hoax or a stroke of Don Quixote genius? Update. In an interesting development, John McAfee has replied to our story, confirming that it's not a hoax.
Hold on. I got to stop you, Daryl. Was Don Quixote ever considered a genius?
He was crazy.
He was crazy.
I don't know. I never met the donkey.
He was tilting at windmills.
He was completely off his rocker, crazy. I don't think he ever did a genius move in the whole book.
I don't know. I never read the book.
All right,
I've also never met a donkey named Hoti.
It's hard to read.
Oh, no.
Update. In an interesting development, John McAfee has replied to our story, confirming it's not a hoax, along with a picture of what looks like the various denominations he is going to roll out. Read the complete update at the end of the article. So, not a hoax.
Okay. All right.
Last night, John McAfee, and this story from yesterday, so two nights ago now, I believe, John McAfee, the official mouthpiece of the We Love Making Outlandish Statements Club, dropped a pretty big bomb on the unsuspecting crypto community. It all started with a little-known cryptocurrency exchange, SmartPay Mint, Mint spelled M-I-N-T,
yeah,
posted a photo of a fiat currency with McAfee's face on it. As far as we know, it was an artist representation of a probable currency of what it would look like with McAfee's face. To bring a little context, SmartPay Mint has been consistently supporting McAfee's War on Crypto campaign. Readers may recall last week McAfee posted a video declaring that bankers and other government institutions such as the SEC, among others, are declaring war on cryptocurrencies by introducing stringent reforms. To that effect, there is also an official website called Currency Independence to take this agenda ahead. McAfee has personally poured his own money, which is around $30,000, to ensure that the campaign is a success. The declaration is available in different languages such as English, Dutch, Spanish, French, German, Japanese, Korean, and others. Coming back to the story, McAfee said, or posted on Twitter rather, at SmartPay Mint sent this. What's odd is that tomorrow night I'm going to make an announcement of the new McAfee coin based on a radical new concept. Fiat currencies, collectible, backed by crypto. The reverse of what banks are attempting. Seriously.
Fiat currencies backed by crypto.
Yes, I think what he means is paper currency, and paper currency by definition is not necessarily fiat.
But I mean, they're just unit. They're just paper units.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not. They may have a one on them, but they don't necessarily represent like one. He's calling them McAfee redemption units.
Right, and the word fiat technically means by decree.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So the government and
generally it refers to government printed currency that is not backed by a commodity. Of this was by decree declared to be money.
Yeah, I'm thinking that these are just going to be collector items.
He says they're collector's items.
There you go. So, but if you're actually going to use your McAfee redemption units, you're going to be using them just like you would any other cryptocurrency. And these are just for, you
for
know,
show.
This for show to have on your wall.
So are pieces of art. If you go to an art store and you buy a piece of art,
and guess what,
it's a collectible.
Yeah, and guess what, people people invest in collectibles and art often, coins, stamps, paintings,
right? So this would be a piece of art that you could carry around in your wallet,
and you can still use your McAfee redemption units to buy something on Amazon, maybe.
I don't think Amazon will ever wind up accepting anything.
Or get FaceTime, 100 minutes of FaceTime with Mac. Does it talk about that in this article?
I don't know. I've not read the entire thing. Mm. Continuing on, the author
says, supposedly it's exchangeable for a meeting with McAfee.
Yeah.
While he's still alive.
There's more to this article.
Yeah. I want to hear more about it. I've got the tweet that he sent here. I'm going to post that on our Free Talk Live forum in the show prep thread for tonight.
I don't know why his face isn't on all of them. Why does he bring these other cats in?
I think it's just to make people mad.
They're all humans. None of them are cats.
He put Roger Ver on there, which is just going to make people mad, because some people really hate Roger Ver. Of course, I like him. It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Top U.S. allies are set for a showdown with Washington over trade at this week's G7 summit in Canada. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says the president is pushing for fair trade.
The World Trade Organization, for example, has become completely ineffectual. And even when it makes decisions, even in the rare moments when it makes decisions, important countries don't even abide by them.
House Speaker Paul Ryan has joined others disputing President Trump's claim that his campaign had been subject to FBI spying. There were five Republicans who were in those two briefings last month. Four of the five downplayed that there was conspiracy or political scandal. Spygate, as President Trump has called it. The only Republican that is not on board is Devin Nunes, who is the House Intelligence Committee chairman. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah, this is Free Talk Live here. You can join us, and the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and the Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to join us there, or the Discord at discord.lrn.fm, where you can join the Discord on-air call-in line room. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Conan
and Daryl.
Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use Liberty.menu. It's a libertarian business directory, and it also has categories for other things like events and digital content creators. So if you are in the Liberty world and you want more people who understand Liberty to come to your business, this is where you need to be. In fact, there's no reason not to be there because it's free to use it. Now, you can pay for some upgrades if you want. Those are available. But the basic usage of the site is free for you. So head on over there and start adding your stuff that you do to Liberty.menu, because it's still a relatively new site. It's only been around for about a year, and Free Talk Live just partnered up with them just a few months ago. So glad to finally have a libertarian business directory worth talking about. There have been some lackluster attempts in the past. This one works. It works well, and it looks good while doing it. So head on over there at Liberty.menu and get interactive. Start loading up the things that you do so people can find you and maybe bring you some new business over at Liberty.menu. As we continue here, we're talking about the John McAfee Bucks. They're calling them, what is it, the Redemption Units?
The McAfee Redemption Unit.
Yeah, he posted a tweet which shows the proposed graphics for these things. And there's the 1, the 5, the 10, the 20, the 50. And you've got most of them are pictures of John McAfee. One of them with a bunch of prostitutes with the classic picture with McAfee with cocaine.
You're assuming that they're prostitutes?
Okay, they could be hired models pretending to be prostitutes. But either way, or maybe they're his wives. I don't know, you know, what his circumstances are. He's an interesting character, and he lives life the way he wants
to. I'm just curious if any of those women pooped in his mouth.
You can't really talk about that on the radio, so we're just going to move on. Anyway, yeah, McAfee, interesting character, launching his own cryptocurrency. Let's see here. They're calling them the Redemption Units, and then on the back side of them, it actually says, please appear at the Redemption Office between the hours of 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. at... and then it gives a Mexican address in Puerto Vallarta. It says, present your certificate. The Redemption Center will verify its authenticity and provide you with a date, time, and location in the United States where Mr. McAfee will meet with you for the allotted time. So he's backing this cryptocurrency, which is also being called fiat for some reason. I guess it's fiat because a lot of cryptocurrencies are fiat in that they were just issued from thin air.
Right.
He's actually backing this with the ability to meet physically in meat space.
So it's going to be a paper currency somehow tied to a cryptocurrency that is backed by FaceTime with John McAfee.
Yeah, right. only redeemable via meeting with the man.
So
and by the way, he's talking about 6 million. Yeah, 6 million units. Each one of those units is 1 minute. So there's no way he's going to be able to be... These notes will never be completely redeemed.
All of them, yeah, because he's 72 years old right now. So he's not a young man. So he only has so much time left at this point.
So continuing on with the article here from Crypto News, the author says, now, I'm sure your reaction would be the same as ours when first confronted with this news. A mix of, oh my God, no way, the last thing we need is a fiat currency with McAfee's face on it. We think that this
and Roger Ver
face on a currency issued by Smart Payment could be a representation of his sustained war against authorities. However, for the sake of debate, let's take this into perspective. What if this news is true? What does it imply? A fiat currency that is backed by a crypto? Given cryptocurrencies are extremely volatile, this would mean the value of this probable fiat would be shooting up and down within a moment's notice. However, one crypto coin is impervious to the changing values. Tether, or as it's popularly known, USDT, no matter how much the market falls or rises, is always valued at one U.S. dollar.
That's because they're manipulating the supply, aren't they?
Yes.
Tether?
Yes, they are.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that thing's a scam.
Right.
I'm not an expert on it, but it just, to me, it just shouts, beware, red flag.
Right. And then I would also say that Ripple, to me, shouts scam.
Hmm.
Because that's another one to where the supply can wind up just being manipulated.
Well, isn't it like built into the system that they actually delete Ripples? They burn them or whatever based
on? So when Ripple are used, they are burned, but... Yeah. There's a process by which new Ripple can wind up coming in, right. And there's not a cap.
Some banker just decides, or a group of bankers decide to increase the amount of Ripple, right?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily bankers. It could just be the creator.
Well, it's a banker coin, though, isn't it? Isn't Ripple created by the banks?
Or I don't think it was created by the banks. I think a lot of banks have taken kindly to it.
Hmm, okay.
Continuing on, the author says, we're inclined to take this with a pinch of salt because McAfee changes his stance on cryptocurrencies faster than you can say EOS. In the past, he has said outlandish statements such as, I'll eat my junk on national television if one Bitcoin does not touch $500,000 in the next 3 years. He's also been guilty of spreading fear, uncertainty, and doubt, or what cryptocurrency enthusiasts call FUD. He had this to say during Binance's downtime once. Not trying to spread FUD, but I have received dozens of reports like this one. I'm just trying to understand. As a security researcher, I know that potential hacks are far more easy to solve if investigated immediately. Days later magnifies the task by an order of magnitude. When people told him to verify his news, he said he had more experience and asked them to shut the F up. After being publicly reprimanded by Binance, he then apologized. McAfee does have his own fanboys who think he may be onto something. However, a large part of the cryptocurrency community view him and his viewpoints with skepticism and suspicion. So, coming to the original question, is it an elaborate hoax, or does the mad genius really have something up his sleeve? Again, the article began by saying McAfee reached out to say it's not real. A hoax.
And it's supposedly coming out this month, so later, June 26th.
Within, right.
Yeah. 20 days.
So now they have an update that they said, be sure to read the update. John McAfee, within a few hours of the story going live, responded both in his Twitter as well as on Crypto News India's Twitter inbox, confirming it's not a hoax. And he notched it up by attaching a picture, which we've already looked at, of the upcoming denominations of his McAfee Redemption units. How this whole thing is going to work is not clear at this point.
No, it's not clear at all.
And McAfee doesn't want to give much away yet.
Sure, sure. I mean, he doesn't want somebody else to run with the idea.
But it is now clear it is not a hoax.
Well, he says it's not a hoax. I mean, that doesn't mean that there's... who knows what this is going to end up being.
So, by him saying it's not a hoax, that means he intends to wind up launching this thing.
Something, whatever.
Whether or not it winds up, you know, succeeding after he launches it is completely different. But his statement that it's not a hoax tells me that he intends to do a thing.
As long as you can travel to Puerto Vallarta, you'll be able to redeem these. So if you're willing to travel to Puerto Vallarta and then wherever it is that McAfee tells you to meet him in the United States somewhere, you'll be able to redeem these for FaceTime with John McAfee.
Yes.
But you can also, there's going to be 341,000 notes.
Are there really?
Equaling 6 million units.
Wow.
So, and you cannot, and the note is not activated until you...
But how many, the question is, how many are you going to need to have to get time with him?
One unit is one
minute.
Only
one? But, yeah, are you going to have a minimum of a certain amount, right? Because, like...
1 minute.
1 minute?
So
I guess they bring you into a room.
If that's not enough, get 50.
Yeah, I guess if they bring you into a room, they start the clock, and then you got to leave.
And then that entire minute is, can you hear me? What? No, bad connection. What? What? I can't hear you.
That's true. FaceTime doesn't necessarily mean that he has to be there, right? Isn't there an app called FaceTime?
Yes.
Where, like, people talk to
one another? That's what he's saying, using this app.
Is this place in Mexico an actual place?
No, it says here he'll meet with you, though, on the note.
On FaceTime.
All right, more coming up here. There's supposedly a location. More coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You want here, the number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, and you can Skype in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you if you want to jump on the lines right now. Skype username is lrn.fm, and there's also our Discord on-air call-in line over at discord.lrn.fm. As we continue, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here and bring up anything you want. Our Twitch feed is back. Last night we had some technical difficulties behind the scenes, and that is now remedied. So we do have the Twitch stream going on, and that is the best way to watch the show. If you want to watch the actual studio goings on, those are available to you. Just go to twitch.lrn.fm. That'll take you right to our Twitch channel, and you can hit the follow button. And then if you have the Twitch app on your phone, or if you want, you can turn on email notifications. If you get notifications turned on, you'll get notices when we go live. That way you don't forget about it, which is pretty handy. And then there's also a chat room built right into Twitch, although it's not particularly active because most people chat on our Discord server. And every now and then, there'll be some video game streaming on the Twitch channel. And you can subscribe also on Twitch if you are an Amazon Prime user. If you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you get one free subscription every month. If you didn't know that, well, then you might as well use it on us. If you did know that and you like us, then you should use it on us too. Then there's instructions on how to do that on our Twitch channel. Just scroll down below the video and you can read that. It's real simple. So once again, twitch.lrn.fm. You can watch us in HD there. As we go to Sarah, she's in New Mexico. Coming up, a guy steals a tank, and we'll tell you about that. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, you know, I just want to say, you know, the drivers here in Albuquerque, they're very resourceful. So our bicycle lane is used for five different purposes. It's a driving lane, passing lane, a parking lane, and a shopping cart lane and turning lane. It serves all of those purposes.
Legally it serves those purposes, or people just go ahead and do it anyways because they don't realize it's a bicycle? They don't have any...
Probably the latter.
They don't have any respect for the bicyclists out there.
Well, it's illegal, but they can't figure out what it is. So they park in it, and they drive in it. I guess they think because they can't figure out, so they just use it to push shopping carts back home with groceries.
Who pushes a shopping cart home?
It sounds like Sarah might. Sarah, do you even drive a bicycle?
Drive a bicycle.
Do you ride a bicycle?
I don't have a bike or a car.
She takes the bus.
It's very hilarious. You see these parks, cars parked along in a bike lane, and it's like these people are, they're just really ridiculous.
How wide are these bicycle lanes?
Well, some of the bike lanes are about 5 feet, but the newly striped ones are about 8 to 10 feet.
What?
So they're confused. Yeah, the road where they take the 4-car lanes and they turn it into 2-car lanes and put bicycle lanes, those are the ones that the bike lanes are about 8 to 10 feet, so they drive in it. If you have they can get the car lane.
You know, if these bike lanes are anything like what we have here in Keene, you can park on the side of the road, which just happens to be in the bike lane.
But that's not legal.
It is legal.
It's legal to park in a bike lane.
It's the side of the road where you park your car if you can't get it into your driveway. And if you're a bicyclist, you just have to go around. Now on the main roads, the bike lane is actually...
It's
its own lane on the interior of the parking space. Huh. But if you're in my neighborhood where there's 500 people living, you park on the side of the road in front of your house and you are right in the bike lane. There's no other option but to go around. But
traffic isn't heavy.
But there's no big traffic anyway, so no big deal.
So Sarah, anything else you want to share with us tonight?
Well, you know, I think the city just passed an ordinance. They're going to enforce it. They're going to cite people that are violating. But I just think it's funny because they have all these like dog poop laws. They never cite anybody for leaving dog poop at all. So to me, it sounds like it's comical. They talk about something like they're going to do, and they never ticket anybody. I've never seen any ticket, so it sounds ridiculous. And it's got something to do with our education level. Do you think we're like
Well, you don't know, right? Like, as you're at home or whatever, you don't know if they're writing people tickets. How would you see it happen?
Well, they just passed an ordinance like 2 days ago that they're going to go after.
No, I'm talking about the dog poop. How would you know if somebody's getting a dog poop ticket if you're not out there watching every cop at every moment on what they're doing? Here's what you should do, Sarah. You should file a Freedom of Information Act request with the city and ask them how many dog poop tickets that they gave out last year. Then that'll give you some actual information rather than you just speculating.
And
probably doesn't have whatever amount of money they're going to want to actually give her the document.
And bicycle violation tickets as well. I'm curious.
I've pulled up the City of Albuquerque's design manual.
Oh, God.
And
awful.
They have information about bike lanes.
Okay.
The Department of... Public something another, DPM, recommends that the minimum bike lane width of 5 feet measured from painted edge line to edge of gutter on roadways with posted speed limits of 40 miles an hour or greater, 4 foot on roadways with 35 miles per hour or less. So if it's one of these...
Those are wide bike lanes either way. I mean, 5 feet.
4 foot is about...
I'm used to like a foot or 2 feet or something like that.
You're underestimating how wide a bike lane is.
You drive up Court Street here in Keene, there's almost nothing.
Yes. 1 foot is basically the average man.
Yeah, I would say Court Street
has
a foot
is about 12 inches.
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
So they've got pictures here and diagrams.
Do we really need to hear more about this?
Well, the bike lanes
here. I
just want to explain why there might be a car in the bike lane.
Where's 5 feet wide?
Where's the tank lane at?
There's not a tank lane. But
Not according to this
They've got
guy.
This bike lane in what most people would think of as the breakdown lane. So you know how when you're driving down the road, there's generally the an shoulder. Area. If your car breaks down, you push it into that area.
Yep.
Or if, as Conan said, you don't have a driveway, you park on the side of the road.
Tell us the story about the tank.
Yeah, so story here from the Associated Press, by way of Yahoo, the latest on an Army officer who's accused of stealing an armored personnel carrier from a National Guard base. 4:20 p.m., Army National Guard officer has been arraigned in Virginia on charges of stealing an armored vehicle and driving it more than 60 miles per hour during a high-speed chase while under the influence of drugs.
And no one ever says what he's on.
Joshua Phillips. And again, allegations that he was under the influence.
Yeah.
Anybody can allege anything.
Sure.
Joshua Phillip Yevitt appeared in the Richmond General District Court by video link from the city jail on Wednesday. No bond was set. His next court appearance is scheduled for July 11th. He was taken into custody Tuesday night about 2 hours after police say he drove away from the Fort Pickett in an armored personnel carrier. No one was injured during the incident. His attorney did not immediately return a call seeking comment. Efforts to reach family members who could comment were also unsuccessful. The Virginia National Guard said in a news release that Yevitt is assigned as the commander of the Petersburg-based headquartered Company 276th Engineering Battalion. He has more than 11 years of service.
Oh, my God.
He was deployed to Afghanistan from 2008 to 2009.
Dude, they brought out every cop in the city, like the entire street, after this tank passes by a cameraman on the streets in Richmond. The entire street is just filled.
This is exactly what happened here 2 months ago when that dude with the firearm fell asleep, drunk fell asleep on his floor, and they closed the street down all morning.
Did you see the video of the FBI guy that was at some club dancing and he did a backflip and his gun fell out of his waistband?
That was insane.
Here's something interesting about this Mr. Yevitt. Apparently, he's a former developer for Zencash.
Nuh-uh. Really?
That's what Yahoo reports. Zencash issued a statement on Wednesday that he was a developer. He left in June 2017. Statement says that he left. Yevitt intentionally made public a Zencash vulnerability that he had coded in.
I want to know more about this National Guardsman and why he decided to snap. What caused this?
I don't know, but it's hilarious.
He's 25 miles an hour down Main Street.
He's hauling ass, dude, in this tank.
And what drugs he was on. Because I don't want any of them.
He tweeted, "Where is this damn water buffalo? And all I want to do is get an anime wife."
Wow. Okay, and he did that while stealing the tank, right?
Yes.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.